you from the resort, entertainment, and convention center of the world.
I couldn't hate you guys more.
Ladies and gentlemen, what began on one station in 1966 is now an event in both the United States and
Canada. Highlight of my week.
That is carried on 200 stations to an audience of more than 100 million people.
Now it's time for Past Week, Next Week with Chris and Paul.
And much, much more.
Welcome, everybody, to the show. We're a little late. We start at 10:30, have 10 today, just so everyone can get their bearings.
Yeah.
On the we had a spring forward, everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully everyone's awake and enjoying this fine morning. We have a wonderful show. We like to start the show with a song that basically symbolizes the last week.
Ooh.
And see if you can guess, listener. Or if you fellas can try to guess,
okay,
why I picked this song.
Okay, let's see.
Here is, that's right, Survivor with Burning Heart. Past Week, Next Week with Chris and Paul starring Boogie and introducing the texture. KCTK.
Burning Heart.
Radio, radio, radio.
So does this have something to do with the State of the Union of Joe coming out fighting?
Let's see.
It's a primitive. Oh!
Now this song is from, as you know, Rocky
IV, right?
Yes. I like how it's very close to Eye of the Tiger, but not quite.
Yeah.
It's a little tip of the hat.
Yeah.
To Eye of the Tiger.
Well, they did so well with Eye of the Tiger and Rocky III. They brought them back to do this. And
this is
Rocky
dudes?
IV, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Survivor again. Same dudes.
Okay. You guys know my strong political belief about what's going on in our country?
Sure.
Who's Rocky fighting?
He's fighting Ivan Drago.
From what country?
He's from the Soviet Union.
Okay. What is that country now?
Russia?
The old washed-up man, can he make it anymore? Can he stop the Russian aggression?
Yeah.
Which I didn't know if he could on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Then here he comes, man.
He came out strong.
He came out strong!
Yeah.
It cheered me up, man. It made me happy.
You know what I've watched a million times that made me so happy? It wasn't the actual State of the Union. It was his reaction to Marjorie Taylor Greene when he saw her with her hat and her blazer on.
Oh, yeah. Was she at his function? Is that why he was so surprised? Where was
that? No, she is a clown person, and they're
no, I know she is.
They're in Congress.
So
they're in Congress, and she's wearing a campaign hat. You're not supposed to do that.
Oh, yeah. That's what it was.
And she was trying so hard to get some type of mean reaction from him or something.
Yeah.
And he's just like,
Somebody said, oh, that's the exact face you make as a grandpa when your 8-year-old shows you his muscle. Wow! And then Colin Jost last night said, Marjorie Taylor Greene, dressed like she works at TGI Crazies, show.
Oh, Marjorie.
Oh, that killed me.
Okay, there he is.
Oh, yeah.
Old man.
So in this, is Drago, in your mind, representing still Russian aggression, only now it's also here within the States?
Yes.
Okay,
gotcha. And he has dyed blonde hair, so he kind of symbolizes Trump in a way.
A little bit, yeah.
And Marjorie Taylor Greene.
A little bit. Now,
I always call her Bounty Hunter.
The lead singer, is that a Beetlejuice blazer he has on?
This is the second artist we've seen with Beetlejuice attire.
Yeah, wow.
As we all know, the 80s were big with Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How many times have we said his name?
Oh, God. That's 3 times.
So that is a song by Survivor. I think a lot of us forgot the Survivor came back after Eye of the Tiger.
Did we? Did they come back?
Yeah. Well, they did another.
Yeah.
What's in their name?
I honestly don't know if they have any other songs besides these two, though. I'm sure they
do. Gonna Fly Now, dude.
All right.
Oh, that's a Rocky song. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, that was Survivor with the song they did, and they did it well, called Burning Heart.
I'm
and
Chris.
And that sums up. Now he's just deliberately undoing it. And that sums up the past week. On the past week, next week, Chris and Paul starring Boogie and introducing the Texter.
What's up, psychos?
I'm Chris.
And I'm Paul. And the Texter is kind of with us, I think, today.
We saw part of him earlier. Not that we wanted to, mind you.
This is a show where we review the most important things of the past week and get you ready for the next week. It's your one-stop podcast to keep you updated. It's a real week review.
Ooh.
Just listen to us. You won't need any other information outlet. That's our guarantee. Thanks for listening to us online at kctkradio.com or on Facebook Live at KCTK Radio page. Those two outlets, okay, got the special pre-show that we did.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was a kind of a performative piece. We're going to get into the idea of improv, but we did write out a full script where you guys couldn't hear. I have your headphones.
Right. We couldn't hear.
Yeah.
We didn't know.
And if you just listen to the podcast, you download it everywhere, you didn't get that. You have to listen to the KCTK Radio smartphone app. Yeah. Download it right now. It's free. Mm. You can join the experiment by calling or texting us at 913-735-0060. We welcome your participation. Coming up, we have the weekly news quiz, pop culture update, an incredible special feature. What's the special feature, Chris?
Actually, this time it really is an incredible special feature. We've got super listener Murph, who's going to be on with us. We're going to learn all about him.
Yay, Murph.
Nice work.
Yes.
I decided that I'm always going to ask Chris what the special feature is.
Because I never read the email.
Because he never knows what it is.
Oh.
This time
Chris
I did.
Never does his homework.
And you know what? And I apologize too. I'm saying Murph, but I honestly don't know if he prefers Murph or Kevin or Patrick. So that will be fun. Because I think it's... There he is.
Oh, wait. I don't want you guys to see him yet.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. He doesn't want to see us either.
I think he does want to see us.
He's there. He's waiting.
Okay.
And
I'm excited. Yep.
So anyway, but first, let's get to what's been going on. And it's been a while, Chris.
It's been a minute. Yeah.
And you've been gone.
I've been gone. Yeah, so a couple things to report on. Obviously, the big news. Last night, I tried sleep tape for the first time.
What is that?
I taped my mouth shut when I went to bed.
What?
It's a new health thing. Supposed to help stop snoring. But you put a piece of tape over your mouth, and it holds your lips together.
Okay, hold it. So you know Whitney had just done the sleep study thing.
Right. Yes.
We'll talk about that.
Okay.
But just last night, she was talking about the opposite of what you're saying, which is the mouthpiece that slightly holds your mouth open.
Oh, wow.
So air can get in. So now you're talking about one to close your mouth.
Yeah, I'm taping my mouth shut at night.
Jesus.
Yeah. And what is it?
It's like eggs.
They're good for you. They're bad for you.
They're bad. They're
You're
good.
Right.
Mouth open, mouth closed. I don't know what to do.
I don't know.
All right. Sorry. I interjected. Go ahead.
No. Please. So I just tried it out.
Is there any possible way you could bring that for the podcast?
Nice. So anyway, I'll let you guys know how that goes. But yeah, it's when I fall asleep, I puff, and it sometimes bugs. So I'll start to fall asleep, and I'll go.
Oh, you're about to die.
That's it, yeah. So hopefully this tape will keep me alive for a minute. But bigger news. So last weekend we weren't at the show because Jane and I went to these little cabin/mini home/trailers about 2 hours away in Osceola, Missouri.
I mean, what? I'm sorry.
What?
You go on an adventure, but you start with some old man sleep tape. Is that where we are? The most important thing is sleep tape.
Old man sleep tape.
So, tell us about the adventure. You went to Boy Scout camp in Osceola.
Yeah, actually, we did go into Boy Scout camp, which, you know, I went to as a kid. So that was kind of fun to drive in there. But these...
I bet Jane looked good in her Scoutmaster uniform when they role played.
Oh, you're bringing me right back.
Isn't Boy Scout camp where you got...
You know.
Back raped?
No, that was church camp.
Oh, that's
much better. Yes.
Have you ever told that story on air?
Not on air. We'll save that one.
Okay, sorry. God.
So we're down here, and it's a I think it's just called Getaway Cabins, and it's like a franchise of sorts. They have them all over the country, but they are little tiny homes. I mean, you walk in, it's as wide as your bed. You have a bed on one end with a giant picture window that looks out over the woods. It's gorgeous.
Oh.
A little tiny kitchen, which is just a two-burner stove and a sink, and then a full bathroom and shower. And it's just out in the woods.
That sounds like heaven to me.
Dude, it was so awesome. Both nights, we were there Friday night and Saturday night. We built fires. You know, it got dark at like 6:30, so just sitting there at the fire, sharing a bottle of wine, and then going into bed at like 9:30 because what else are you going to do? And hiking. It was so much fun.
Really?
Yes.
I want to go to there.
I will give you the info. I'll text it to you, but I think it's called Getaway Cabins. It's so much fun. Just a nice little quiet wind down, get away from it all kind of place. Yeah.
I like it.
Nice. and this was kind of fun. So back when I went to Boy Scout camp, there's a little town outside of Boy Scout camp called Iconium, Missouri. And they have had a little general store there for over 100 years. And when I was a kid at Boy Scout camp, every year we'd go. One day we got to go into Iconium, and their big thing was peach knee-high ice cream floats.
Ooh.
So I got those when I was, 11, 12 years old. Now I'm almost 56. Jane and I went to Iconium, and I got a peach knee-high float.
You know, it's one of those weird things where you try to reproduce it. Even buy yourself the knee-high and then the ice cream.
Just doesn't work.
It just doesn't work. You have to go to that place to get it.
It has to be Scott's General Store in Iconium. Wow. So that was fun. And then Tuesday, went to my actual first improv lesson.
Mm.
Yeah. Went with my friend Chad, great listener to the show. Chad's neighbor and my good friend Dan, and then also a little person named Of.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Can you imagine my surprise when Whitney walks in? She actually walked in
because she's attached to me. You were automatically thinking there's no way she's showing up.
Yeah, I'm like, how did Chad give her the permission to go do this?
He let He let her go. No.
Yeah, it was so much fun. I'm assuming Whitney seemed to have a good time.
No, she had an absolute blast.
Okay.
And I specifically told her or asked her, just tell me if you had fun or not.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go into detail because I want to hear the detail from Chris's perspective.
Okay.
On air. But no, she had an absolute blast.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was great, by the way.
So tell us about it.
So it's at the Bird Theater.
I do want to just point out that I have a little background in improv myself.
Oh, here we go.
Mm-hmm. With the Kansas City Improv group, which is, I think, the Bird people. They're kind of a branch. They're like the reorganized.
Oh, seriously?
Kansas City.
So you were with the Mormons of Improv.
With the Mormons of Improv. There you go. And I went through several classes and performed. Did the Herald. As you guys know,
I don't know what.
Yeah, so you did a preliminary thing. That's cute.
Yeah,
tell us a little bit about it.
So we show up. I want to. There are maybe 10 of us. 12. I'm not sure. 12, 14, maybe. I was so freaking nervous. Oh my gosh.
Really?
Oh, terrified. Terrified. And I went into it. My thing is, people think I'm an extrovert. Sort of, but I'm not really. I always come into a new situation and want to feel it out and be quiet and figure things out before. Mm-hmm. But I was like, you got to jump in. This is improv. So we get in a circle and start playing these little games. The first one, maybe you've played this game, Paul.
Like I said, I have an extensive...
Well, yeah, I'm sure during his 101 class he did, but now at his PhD level improv...
Yeah.
That was years ago. He probably did.
That's fine. That's a great question. Let me reiterate again that I've been.
Oh, boy.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes. So the first game show, they just get us in a circle. And they're like, all right, you're going to get warmed up. We're going to have just two people come out. Oh, God, sorry. You look at each other. You do a countdown. 3, 2, 1, and you each say a word. Whatever word's in your mind. So the example they gave was, if one person says yellow and the other person says condiment, then those two people leave. Two new people come out, go 3, 2, 1, and you're trying to get to where they say the same word.
Right.
So they would maybe say mustard, you know, yellow, right. Condiment. Apparently, we were either bad at the game or we never figured out what the objective was because we just had to quit. We never got all to the same word.
That's bad facilitation.
Yeah. Yeah, I blame it on the instructors. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Who was the instructor?
Maggie, who performs with your daughter Megan, there.
The voice of KCTK Radio.
And Irene.
Irene.
Do you know Irene?
Come on.
I think Irene is actually Megan's friend.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I didn't get to talk to Irene about Megan, but got to chat with Maggie just a bit. But
so let's do this real quick.
Is it Irene?
Let's get to me.
Eileen?
So anyway, not only do
come on, Eileen.
As you guys, anybody's watching, can see I'm trying to adjust the cameras to make it look good. But as you can tell, I did want to mention that my daughter also has gone through all the levels, and she's on the house team at the Bird for the musical. It's kind of a family thing.
Wow.
Through generations done.
She's awesome at it.
So Chris, you and Whitney.
Let me say this.
You played the mustard game. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, we played the mustard game.
That's cute.
We did the warm-up games. We did one, what's it called? Diorama? I don't know. You're going out and you're making a scene and then you tap people out. So like maybe there's, squirrel nut tree, it was called. So three people come out. I am a squirrel. I am a nut. I am a tree. And then somebody else comes and taps two people out. So if they tap out the squirrel and the tree, then all that's left is the nut. And so then I would say, I'm a nut. And you would come in and say you were something else. I'm not doing a good job explaining this because you look completely bewildered. But
No, my concern is you are actually doing a good job of explaining it. So where did that one go? So then somebody comes out and goes, I'm a car. So what is a car in a nut?
You've got to bridge the gap and make it a new scene somehow.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but these were warm-ups. We'll get to
okay, this is just warm-ups. Okay.
So right. Then we go to the stage, and the first game we do is called Pan Left, Pan Right.
Yes.
You know this one, Paul?
Yeah, let's do the cameras real quick. Last time I was at the Bird, they do a thing called where they have people come up and they talk me into it. Oh, don't make me be funny. Don't make me be funny. So I go up and I did pan right and pan left.
Whoa.
Back to you, Chris.
Thank you. So the way this goes, you've got four people on stage standing in kind of a square. So there's two in front, two in back. So the two in front will take suggestions from the audience and they'll have a scene. So let's say that's Paul and Chris, okay? We're up here. Boogie, you're like, okay, the scene is you guys are co-workers at the flower plant. Okay. So that's our scene.
And then Boogie and Texter are behind us.
Boogie and Texter are behind us. So then we pan left. So now Paul goes to the back. Chris is up front. Boogie's moved up here. Mm-hmm. Now it's Chris and Boogie.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to get whatever our scene is about. And so we get suggestions from the audience, and it turns out that we are jolted lovers who meet in a coffee shop and are blathering on and on about our failed romances. Then we switch again. Now you've moved over here, and now it's AITT and Boogie, and you guys have
so, a new scene.
So everybody has two scenes. Then you have the clicker person.
What'd you call me?
What? who is in charge of if you pan left or pan right.
But also, just to
correct.
Oh. I was going to say clarify, but I'll correct him. And it's okay because I have the expertise that he doesn't.
It's true.
Sure.
Which I've mentioned before.
It's come up.
You have.
Yeah.
A couple times.
You go off a word. You don't give the full, you don't do a full scene. It's not like you guys are a scene where you're a married couple and you're driving down the road to the store. No, that's way too much. It's always, you're in a car.
Oh,
right.
It was similar to that. I mean, one was.
Oh, I'm thinking more advanced. You're than you. Okay.
There are two workers that work together at the Monopoly factory. So that was kind of specific.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, yeah.
You found the diary in Grandma's attic, and you're reading it together.
That makes more sense for because like,
we're beginners. We don't know what we're doing.
Right.
What did you just say? You found what in Grandma's attic?
We found her diary.
I thought you said you found diarrhea in Grandma's attic. Grandma's up there just shitting up a storm in the attic.
Her diary.
I'm like, wow, that is an improv setup for you.
So then, you know, the clicker's like, pan left. So you might be in the middle of your scene. Boogie, you might be in the middle of your scene with AITT, but then I'm like, pan right. All of a sudden, now it's you and Paul up there, and you've got a switch, and you're doing his. So,
but don't be intimidated with you and I doing a scene.
Well, you're with a pro. He's going to carry you.
I will carry you.
Yeah.
Not unlike this podcast.
Dear Lord. But here's where I want to give props to Uv.
Yeah.
We got to go up. This is when I'm really nervous, going up to do the pan left, pan right. Okay. And she's like, all right, Chris, you're going to stand next to me. And then they're like, we need a clicker. And I'm like, oh, I'll be the clicker. And I just left. I just totally left her high and dry.
She did not tell me that. Nice. So her one safety net.
Yeah, just took off.
I'm out. That was very boogie of you.
It was very. Now, I will say, when they said it, Uv goes, I don't want to be the clicker. That scares me. I desperately wanted to be the clicker because I was so nervous about being up doing the pan left. So I'm like, oh, wow, Whitney's going to think I'll do the clicker.
Why didn't someone say, what'd you call me?
Yes. See?
Yeah.
Improv.
See, you should have been there.
I should have went. I should have went for just that one part.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that. See, improv.
And let me just say, Whitney was hilarious.
Was she really?
Fearless and hilarious. Like, not scared at all to jump in or didn't appear to be. Very, very funny.
I have found through my experience that is the number one way that you're good at this.
Just jump in?
Yeah, just jump in. Just she's really fearless. Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, since she's pretty good at it, I'm assuming she's
probably going to go pro.
Calling up Lauren at this moment.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Is she going to go back next week? I'm curious.
I think she is. Are you going back?
I can't go back this week. It's my birthday Tuesday, and Jane's taking me out to dinner.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you.
I don't know. I wonder if she'll go back without you.
Well, I can't go back for the next 2 weeks because then the following week I'm in Dallas for work, so it sucks. But I would love it, even if she keeps going, if you guys would come when I am able to go back.
I'll think about it. I would love to come. Do you have to participate?
I bet you could come and just watch, but they'll try. We had a girl that was doing it but didn't want to, and they were very supportive and loving. I'll say this about the improv people, that they keep saying, look, we got to take care of each other. We're helping each. Like, it's a very supportive environment.
Okay, now I'm not kidding, but when I did that and we did classes together and then we would perform, I love those people.
Yeah.
One of the people I follow on Instagram, Katie, who was in a commercial with, you know, the workout commercial that Whitney did.
Oh, there was in that. Yeah,
she
yeah.
was in that.
Yes. Yeah.
And so this was months ago. I said, let's all get together and do improv again. And your friend Whitney, oh yeah, Whitney was great and all this stuff. We should all do it together. And then these other people, I don't know them very well though. Because you're in the class and you're just interacting in that way.
Yeah, right.
But you really get a sense of people and you're just like, I love this person.
Yeah.
I don't know what they do for their job. I don't, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the striking part of it is, I know you've only been in one class.
Right, yeah.
But it's so much different than stand-up.
Oh, completely.
Stand-up is, get out of my way, I hate everyone else.
Yeah.
This is...
And it's also, well, for me, stand-up is wild preparation, word for word, having everything tight, and this is the complete opposite of that.
Now, after all of the classes I took, one of the critiques I had was, now, make sure you get into the character better. You're really good at coming up with what's funny, but make sure you... I'm like,
oh,
I don't want to be. I don't want to be an actor. I want. I want to.
I want to be funny.
I want to be funny.
Yeah. I get it.
So,
I get it. Yeah.
You know, some of those people are really great actors.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So I'm glad you liked it.
I loved it. I think Whitney's really good.
Is she?
Really good. Oh, yes. That's cool. Yes. Really good. I was impressed with her humor, but also more just the I'm gonna do this. I'm jumping in. And she had one scene with a guy and their emotion was anger. And he's a former or he is an actor. And he starts, I'm like, holy cow, he's bringing it. Man, she matched him. She matched the intensity.
I don't think, really? I don't think you have to tell Boogie that she could get angry.
she wasn't acting. That's why it was so good.
Yeah, and then she started yelling at the guy, calling him Boogie.
Yeah. Yeah. Stupid Boogie.
You under the bridge and everything.
Yeah. You and your stupid white beard. And he's like, I don't even have facial hair.
She's like, oh, I'm sorry, guys. I was method acting.
Yeah. So anyway, it was a blast. I loved it. I want to do it again, and I would love if you fellas would come with me.
Here's where I'm thinking. I feel compelled. I need your advice on Boogie. Okay. I feel like I should go next time Whitney does to kind of correct the problems that Chris probably brought on her. You know, but
I'm sure he brought her down.
Yes.
So yeah.
Dead weight.
Yeah. But the other problem. Anchor. The other problem is.
Yeah.
That the last conversation I had with her, she called me a murderer since I put on my shoes in a wrong way.
Mm-hmm. You're a murdering motherfucker because you put on one sock, one left pants leg, the shoe, and then the left side of your shirt. And then you put on the right sock, the right pant leg, the right shoe, and then the other side of your shirt.
Yeah.
It's weird.
But all those people I killed, she didn't even know about that.
That's improv. She did.
Yeah.
Improv. Well, that's a good report, Chris.
Yeah, thanks.
We took a little bit longer than I ever wanted to hear from that. But it was all great. And
I'm in.
Ian? Okay, let's do it.
All right.
All right.
We'll call up Katie, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's real good, though. Sometimes you're there with people and you feel like,
is she too advanced?
Oh, God, I stink. I stink. I stink on ice. And then a lot of times you're like, you just have this reaction.
This guy is talented. He's had some bad luck.
No, you have this. Sorry.
When he gets to a point where somebody is that shit, I start to feel sorry for him.
No, I didn't have that very loud.
When he gets to a point where somebody is that shit, I start to feel sorry for him.
So what's been going with you, Boogie?
Dude, I have to say, let's just skip me because my...
It's been 2 weeks.
I know. That's the bad part. Following Chris, like, I just had such a blah 2 weeks of just work and just... I got nothing. Did a couple of... Oh, you know what? I take that back. We did do something that, oh God, I was really not looking forward to, if I'm being honest.
Mm-hmm.
But it ended up being fun. We took our engagement photos.
Oh, okay.
Which, you guys know me, I am not a, hey, look at me kind of guy. So just the whole concept to me is just like, I don't want to do this. I don't want anybody to look at me. Why are we taking photos? But the experience was just an absolute blast. We had a blast.
Was it because of you guys? Was the photographer really good?
What? How'd they turn out? Yeah,
they turned out amazing. By the way,
and you're in them.
Yeah, a few of them.
Okay.
No, I actually am.
It's a valid question.
In them, and it's a young lady. Her name, I think I talked about her before. Her name is Kayla. I wish I had her full name and her company name so I could shout her out officially. But anyway, she's very young. I think she's like 20, maybe 20. She's been doing this since she was like 13.
Oh, wow.
Professionally. Like her mom used to drive her around. Anyway, she's so good. She makes you feel really comfortable. She's funny as shit. She takes the best shots.
Oh, awesome.
So she really made it fun. And of course, was just being weird and ridiculous and made it fun.
Using her new improv skills.
Dropping her improv skills.
Yeah.
So, so that was... honestly, probably the highlight of my last 2 weeks.
That's a good highlight.
Awesome. Which, I mean, that's about it.
Don't feel bad.
Cool. Here, improv classes.
Don't feel bad. The texter says, hi, fellas. You guys are the tops.
Oh.
Many people are wondering if the Kentucky Derby watch party has been canceled. No. It's going to be in May.
Oh.
All the listeners.
It's going to be when they have the Kentucky Derby?
Yes.
Huh.
Uh-huh. And it will be at the Lakewood Local. So.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys excited about that?
Yes.
That's
I'll be there.
Where's my where's my Liquid Local? They're going to be so mad because they paid for the sponsorship.
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Should have worn my t-shirt.
This segment brought to you by your friends at Lakewood Local, your local restaurant and bar for all of your life's fun times.
Okay, that's enough. So that's what's been going. Do you feel better? That was the texter's report.
I do feel a little better.
Okay.
By the way, when I wear my Lakewood Local t-shirt in public, does that count as advertisement?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes.
We're covered.
Oh, good.
We won't get sued.
Good.
When you see Murph.
Oh,
we're okay. You seeing that?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get back to that. Sorry. Paul.
See, Murph is kind of Murph, if you want to like chat in the chat until we have a big introduction, you can participate in any way you want.
Oh, hi. I'm Troy McClure.
Oh, sorry. but I want to play this video. I hope this is the right one. This is basically sums up the last week.
Here we are, you guys. Donald Trump is now the presumptive GOP nominee for president again for a third time, despite the fact that he's a twice impeached, four-time criminal indictee and racist who's been found liable for fraud and sexual abuse, banned from doing business in the state of New York for 3 years, owes over $500 million in fine, took millions from foreign governments while he was president, tried to extort a foreign country to interfere in an election in 2020, and encouraged another to help him win in 2016, actively undermined the nation's response to a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic and let a deadly disease spiral out of control. It's about to go on trial for breaking campaign finance laws by paying hush money to cover up an affair during the 2016 campaign. Orchestrated a months-long coup attempt that culminated in a violent insurrection to disrupt the peaceful transfer of power and install
you guys are missing the
as an unelected dictator.
This is
stole classified documents and obstructed attempts to get them
Jesus,
back.
Is he never still going on?
The popular
that's the joke.
Routinely rejected by a majority of Americans in election after election. Spews deranged conspiracy theories about everything from climate change to immigration to vaccines to windmills. Glitches on three-syllable words, two-syllable words, and one-syllable words. Cheats at golf. Can't spell his own name, his wife's name, or the words indicted, education, unprecedented, stolen, Denmark, Kentucky, or tap. And is, on top of everything else, the single weirdest and most off-putting human being on the face of the planet. And this is the same planet Ted Cruz lives on, so like, that's saying something. Account.
Wow.
That's like, okay.
So, that's what my week has been. And before Thursday, the State of the Union, I thought, I think here's what I'm really worried about Trump winning, and I'm worried about everyone just being okay with all the stuff they did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I was down, and I thought, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to pull a Chiefs on them. So sometime we'll see how it goes, but sometime I'm going to turn on this podcast. I'll be wearing my MAGA hat.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
And I'll be all, he's the greatest ever. I won't have to research anything. I'll just do like Dale Carter does and say migrants or patriotism or whatever it is.
That's efficient.
And then predict that Trump is going to win every single vote in the country.
Yes. And then Biden will end up
pooping his pants.
Pooping his pants. Well, that might be true. He will end up the Okies from Muskogee.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, it's kind of funny aside on that. My prediction about every playoff game I was doing the prediction where the Chiefs would just get killed.
Right.
So
by very odd scores.
By very odd scores.
Very odd scores.
Yeah. Well, our good friend Almost Andy.
Yeah.
He happened to hear the podcast of just the Super Bowl thing. No setup of the few times before.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So he asked, I don't know what radio nickname she has. In reality, Kelly? I don't know. Hey, what's with Paul? He hates the Chiefs or what's going on? So I had to explain the bit. No. And she's like, oh.
No.
Did he mention whether or not he's been approached by this kid? Have you seen the kid going around doing the fake Mahomes?
No.
So he wears the huge what kind of chains are
that they wear? Oakleys or whatever.
Yeah, the huge. And so when he has them on, he looks exactly like Mahomes. And he's going around town and people freak out because they think, and he has a security guy with him, so it really looks like my, so.
Oh God, if they could get almost Andy.
So people are saying, like on Insta, like, hey, he needs to get with almost Andy, and they go around together and just freak people out.
That's great.
So I was just
we
wondering
gotta make
if,
that happen.
Yeah, I was wondering if anybody's reached out to
him. We got it recorded here, so that means that it's your idea.
Oh no!
And when they do it, they have to.
We need a little
wet our beak. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A little chinchin.
Yeah.
So I was worried, and then here comes Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And I think he did great. And I also want to say this. Okay. Joe came out strong. We're all worried about him being old, okay? But he came out strong. He knows the issues. And I also was upset that people were, before that, because Super Tuesday happened, were trashing on Nikki Haley.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't like her views, but I think she's courageous because she agrees with one important issue I have that's called democracy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And they were just trashing on her and everything. Yeah, put that down and we'll eat all that.
Okay.
My wife has made us breakfast, which is great.
It's amazing.
So I just think we're going to go back to this analogy, okay?
Okay.
Nikki Haley, you guys are coffee drinkers. Yes. When I was in the Capitol, they gave out free coffee.
And they would taxes paid for it.
That's right. That's funny. And it was in these big vats, right? And you'd go get yourself a cup of coffee. My friend Trent loved it. It was disgusting coffee.
Oh, yeah.
It was hot, black, no sugar.
That was my nickname at college.
Yeah. No nickname. No any creamers or any sweeteners or anything. It was just heavy.
Mm-hmm.
It was coffee.
Yeah.
It was democracy, in my analogy, and I drank it because it was all we had.
Oh, sure.
Okay. That's Nikki Haley. Okay.
She's all you have.
All right. Now, what I prefer, I love, and call me, just jump on the bandwagon. My favorite artist is the Beatles. I love Starbucks. Okay.
Okay.
Call me a basic bitch if you want to.
Yeah.
So, a Starbucks venti with almond milk and one little stevia, a little sweet. That's the perfect.
Mm.
That's your Gavin Newsom, okay? That's your Gavin Newsom for democracy, okay? That's okay. What you want.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So what's Joe Biden? He's your coffee, and you put a little creamer in it, and it's nice, and you have it. It's Folgers, all right?
Yeah.
But it does the job. It's competent. It's great.
I think it's better than Folgers.
You do? Okay,
yeah,
that's nice.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. Mocha Joe's. I'll call them.
Okay. Mocha Joe. You got Mocha Joe. Mm-hmm. Big old glass of Joe. You're liking it.
Yeah.
You'd rather have the Starbucks.
Of course.
Okay. And you're happy that it's not the Capital Coffee, but in a pinch, you would take the Capital Coffee.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what is Donald Trump? Donald Trump is a big pile of dog shit. Yeah. No, wait. I like dogs. A big pile of cow shit.
You don't like cows?
So do you want a big pile of cow shit or some Mocha Joe's?
I want Mocha Joe's, man.
Because the cow shit is not democracy. It's not coffee. Okay?
No. No. Donald Trump's a mouthful of steaming diarrhea.
Yes.
In grandma's attic.
That's a callback. I learned that at improv.
It's improv.
Do it. Yeah. It's improv. Okay. All right, so thank you for following me in my analogy there.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to try to bring this up when people are like, well, I don't really like Biden that much. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you want for breakfast? What do you want for your morning thing?
Yeah.
A nice just Folgers or some horse shit?
Yeah. A hot cup of steaming diarrhea.
No, I don't even think there'd be a cup.
Really?
I think it just splashed on your face.
Oh, man.
You know how I like that.
Hey, well, guys, we do the news quiz every week. And
all right.
And you're like, well, Paul, you didn't really say what you've been doing. But yeah, that's what I've been doing. This existential.
You've had a week of dread.
Our country's going under and no one gives a shit.
Well, Joe knocked it out of the park. Thank God.
Yeah, and I'm happy about that. And what makes me even happier is a thing called the news quiz. And this is where we ask the questions about the news. We use it as an opportunity to talk about our views of the news. And then we never get them wrong.
All of that's true, except not.
Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah. I'm all lost.
Yeah, just moving you guys. How many inches have I moved you guys on the table over there?
Probably, I don't know. Probably about a foot.
Yeah, about a foot.
Eight okay, to 12 inches. It's messed up. The lighting, it's messed up. Headphones.
Just everything's.
So anyway, okay. The Supreme Court made a major ruling this week that former President Donald Trump must appear on the presidential... Whoops. Must appear on the presidential ballot in the which state whose leadership has challenged Trump's eligibility to hold office.
Thank you, honey.
Colorado.
Yes, Colorado. Yay. What happened?
What is going on? This is
Colorado
crazy.
Is correct. Okay, so did you... You guys didn't see any of the... State of the Union, right?
I watched clips later. I had work.
So he came down. Biden comes down, and he's saying hi to everybody. And then the judges are there. Of course, Clarence Thomas and Alito aren't there because they're human garbage.
Yes.
And so they rule on this 9-0
mm-hmm.
that he gets to be on there, which I don't understand because it says it in the Constitution. I don't know why they didn't say, we probably need to change the Constitution. It's not very clear.
Yeah.
But they didn't. Then his Supreme Court says, okay, you're right. We're going to look at that presidential immunity thing. He doesn't have presidential immunity. The lower courts were so clear on it. But to help him out,
uh-huh.
they can make sure that they have the time to look at it and rule on it later. This one, in his favor... Quickly turned around.
Uh-huh. Mm. Yep.
Now, if you want to know what's at stake, folks, that's it. These garbage people, and I call them the Supreme Court sometimes, they're rigging the system.
Who was it that said, this cracked me up, Clarence Thomas wasn't at the State of the Union. It's glad to see he finally recused himself from something.
That was good. Yeah. All right, so we're one for one. All right, which basketball star became the first in NBA history to score 4,000 career points?
40,000.
40,000, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Who was it?
LeBron James.
All right, the king, LeBron. Yay, he did it.
We're so proud of him.
Now, I got stuck in the Nick Wright podcast, uh-huh. even after the Chiefs.
Yeah?
He makes a very compelling argument that... people who say that Jordan is the GOAT,
uh-huh.
They don't look at LeBron and they want to argue with you and discount many things LeBron has done.
Do you have an opinion on that? Or?
Well, it just was a compelling, you know, you got to have a real reason on why they're the GOAT.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. I think, why can't both things be true?
Yeah.
Like, why can't obviously he is. He's amazing.
Yeah.
Why can't LeBron be amazing, but Jordan still be considered the GOAT?
Well, I think his contention is anytime you say, wow, LeBron did a great job, Michael Jordan's the GOAT. And I think part of that is because old people like to remember everything in the past was so great.
Yeah, they're afraid. You know what I mean? We're going to die, and we're afraid of changes.
Yes.
And it makes us sad.
And he was. I'm on a limb here. Michael Jordan was a good basketball player. Okay.
I like to practice the abundance mentality.
Yeah.
I think they're both great. You're very good.
There you go.
That's good.
You're inclusive.
So we're two for two. Which university is at the center of the unprecedented anti-Semitism investigation headed by the House Education and Workforce Committee?
Isn't it Harvard? I don't know for sure.
It probably is, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean...
Their president had to resign, and I don't know. They've had a lot of stuff
going on. The committee issued multiple subpoenas to Harvard University in February, and I'm sure it's just a Republican thing because people are smart.
Oh, maybe that's why they've been recruiting Joseph so hard.
Yes.
Get a darkie in here to help us out.
I don't think he's Jewish.
Yeah. That would be great. At the House of Representatives thing, they said, well, you can say we're bad, but we are bringing JoJo on.
We brought this one black kid in, so come on.
Yeah.
I really hope he does go to Harvard. That'd be
pretty bad.
That'd be neat. Okay, sure. Four. Memphis Mayor Paul Young met with local gang leaders to negotiate a ceasefire and reduce gang violence in a city long term. What was the one main solution the gang leader said could help people avoid gang life?
Ooh, I don't know this, but I want to see that.
Yeah, I do too. More public safety funding, more well-paying jobs, more police presence, more anti-drug campaigns.
It's got to be more well-paying jobs,
it's
right?
It's got to be the jobs.
I think they would say
everything
that.
Would start with the jobs, yeah. Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's. I worry a little bit about the Biden campaign. They're touting, oh, we have the lowest unemployment ever. And, you know, they're touting good economy, but they're not going far enough to say. I think he actually did in the State of the Union, but we got to do better. We have to raise wages. He proposed this thing where they're going to give a federal tax credit for new home buyers, $400 a month for 2 years.
Oh, wow.
To help people buy houses.
Well, we need something like that because you just can't afford it.
So otherwise. I'm like, you know, you got to have that balance of, you know, this has been on my mind too. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Well, yeah, it was COVID and the idiot mishandled everything. But our stupid country and Canada I don't want your look there, Murph. Okay, I'm looking at the camera now. Our stupid guy and Canada. I don't know about Canadian people, say, but they forget that we did COVID. Oh, inflation is high.
Yeah.
It's because of COVID. Oh, the rates went up in the house because of COVID. We all adjusted to a strange thing. 1 million of us died. Gas is too high. 4 years ago, the gas was lower. Because you were locked down and you weren't using gas, idiot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like we forget.
And that was very true. But I do think until we rein in these corporate profits and everything up, we're fucked until we do. We cannot change it until that happens. That is the main problem.
That ain't going to happen if Trump gets elected.
Oh, no. No. They'll
and
get more
it may
tax
not
breaks.
Happen if Joe Biden gets reelected unless you vote for Democratic Congress, folks.
Yeah.
Okay?
Amen.
Interesting. Interesting that this guy. I have to read more about this. I never heard about this.
I did
Memphis
not hear
mayor.
About this at all. But I want to learn more.
Yeah, Sterling K.
dude, his name? When he first came up, I literally thought
you're
it was
like,
him.
Oh, Sterling Brown. Okay, Sterling K. Brown.
Oh, this is us. Cool. He's awesome. He did a great job. Okay, international organizations are warning which complication is adding to the death toll in Gaza, in violence in their country. Which is complicating. I would imagine all the bullets in there getting shot to people, right?
But I think it's the hunger, right? Because we just had to open up a new port this week because the Israelis are not letting the aid get through.
It's hunger, yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Come on. He's a right-winger just like Trump. He doesn't care what anyone else thinks.
No.
And it's so short-term.
Mm-hmm.
How terrible those attacks were, and now people feel sorry for Hamas around the world.
Yeah.
It's like, how'd you let that happen? Because you're an asshole. Because
he's an idiot.
You didn't act better.
Uh-uh.
So, again, once again, as always, we get 5 out of 5.
I don't think it's always.
We know every issue. We're very clear with everything. We know improv. We know technical stuff here in the...
Very articulate and handsome.
Tech savvy. Before, can I just go back to the old man tape real quick?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Is it regular tape or is it specific sleep mouth tape?
It is specific sleep mouth tape.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll show you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was burning.
Okay, I just want to say something.
Can I go get some Home Depot tape? And just
before we take a break.
Good.
To my own camera here. When Boogie particularly come down today, he looked around and said, wow, he's always improving the studio. That's really great. Like, someone I admire likes the work I'm doing. It makes me feel good about myself. The minute the microphone goes on...
Oh, we're so technical.
The minute the mic comes on, the truth comes out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I was thinking maybe that was not the truth, but now no, it is. So we're going to take a break, and as we take a break, we're going to come right back and talk to Kevin, and mm-hmm. he's been patient and listening to us.
He's been very patient.
And I know right when I turn that camera off, I'm going to get Boogie's and say, man, you're doing such a great job.
Sure.
Sure. Oh, it's so exciting to be back.
I'm digging in.
And we're going to go ahead.
Screw this.
And my wife made us breakfast, so we're going to enjoy that. And we'll be
so
back
long,
with more. Past week, next week with the Crystal Ball, starring Boogie and introducing the Texter.
Looking at the past 7 days so you don't have to. You could join in on the experiment by calling or texting us at 913-735-0060.
We've been told that perfect mornings exist for the lucky few. That morning people own the waking hours. But the truth is, mornings belong to all of us. Your mornings are what you make of them. Takes is saying yes. Starbucks morning yes.
Look for Starbucks coffee in a grocery store near you, then sit back and enjoy the exceptional taste of Starbucks at home.
Hi, this is Chickless Goose from Counterclockwise KC. Listen to our program each and every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m. right here on KCTK Radio. Personality driven radio.
Hi guys, it's your old friend Paul from KCTK Radio, reminding you again to download the KCTK Radio app. You're listening and you're going, I don't need the app, but you do need the app. Here's why. It's free, okay? You already got Candy Crush, all kinds of jackleg apps on your phone.
It's free. It's free.
Yeah,
it's
just free. Give it for free. And then if you ever want to participate live sometime, you can put the notification on there. Also, you always can get the podcast on there as soon as they come out. So it's a fun thing to do. I'm asking you. I'm pleading with you. Please. You're going to have fun. I've noticed something about you. You need to relax a little bit. You know, you need to kind of chill out.
Get away from TikTok.
Yeah, get away from TikTok for a little bit and listen to the KCTK Radio app. It's free. It will get into your brain, and it will never leave you. So join us on the KCTK Radio app and have fun for once in your life. Do it. The KCTK podcast way.
I'm excited to tell you about Bronco Blue Cheese Dressing. Blue cheese dressing with a little kick. Bronco Blue is an artisan-made salad dressing dip created in small batches. It is like no other salad dressing you've ever had, and it's made right here in Kansas City. Bronco Blue Cheese Dressing is made by our favorite chef here in Kansas City, Stephanie Broncato. And Stephanie's been making this dressing since she was 10 years old. This is her secret recipe, and one of the only ones she won't share with you because it's that good. Bronco Blue is a small batch, artisan-made blue cheese dressing with only the finest ingredients, with no preservatives. It is like no other blue cheese dressing you've ever had. And you, folks, should try a jar today. You won't regret it. And you can get it by the pint or half pint, your choice. Bronco Blue Cheese Dressing, the official dressing of KCTK Radio. Now, I want you to go right now to www.broncobluecheesedressing.com. Again, it's www.broncobluecheesedressing.com to place your order today. Get Bronco Blue Cheese Dressing. Blue cheese dressing with a little kick. And tell them that Bo, the official Bronco of Bronco Blue Cheese Dressing, sent you.
Okay, everyone. We've got a live read and something special going on. You fellas don't even know. Just enjoy your sandwich until I'm done, okay, guys?
All right. All right.
But
I'm going to listen to you, though.
I can tell you this. I'll tell you this right now. Tuesday is Chris Whiting's birthday.
Aw.
And then the 22nd is my birthday. Mm-hmm. And we've got something for all our listeners, a free gift. You're like, but we're supposed to give you gifts. It's your birthday.
Right.
And we're okay with that. Send it to Past Week, Next Week, care of KCTK Radio, USA. And we'll get it. But here's something. From Sunday, March 17th, starting Sunday, March 17th to Thursday, March 21st, the 17th is right between our birthdays.
Right.
You can go to Amazon and download a free ebook of Your Elected Representatives.
What?
By Paul Lavoda.
Stop it.
What?
Yes. Free ebook. Do I have a copy of my book anywhere? But a lot more people have been reading the book I wrote about when I was in the legislature.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because my wife is even reading it as a book club book.
Oh, that's fun.
And I've given it to people, and I'm finally working on the audio version of it since you guys told me that the AI wasn't good. Is the AI maybe more technical than me, Boogie?
I'm excited to hear your version.
Okay, thank you.
Because it'll truly give us you in your heart.
Thank you. But you can you guys use the Kindle. All you kids use Kindles and e-books, right?
Yeah, I'm sure people still use Kindles.
Yeah, I'm sure all the kids especially.
Yeah. But you can download it on Amazon.
You should let AI Marshawn do it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's improv.
Anyway, please download it for free.
It's a good book. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Did you really get any laughs out of it?
A lot of laughs, yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Was it? There's a chapter in there when I'm down and out because I lost elections that my friend Chris cheers me up.
Mm-hmm. I sure do. No, I love your book. I think it's very good.
Okay, so download it for free, okay, guys?
All right. That's awesome.
Oh, and also the app, too. That's free, too. What else do you guys want from me? Jeez.
Yeah, everything's free.
And welcome back. I don't understand. Some things are loud, some things aren't.
It's so weird.
It's a strange thing. But we're excited because we have a friend of the show who is a listener.
Mm-hmm.
He's our favorite international listener. I think that's fair to say.
I think that's fair.
And I think several weeks ago we said, man, we forgot to interview Kevin Murphy.
Yes.
Because you refreshed my memory today, Chris, but you were blabbering on about Uganda or some.
Right. Yeah. Something I was talking about the Bobby Wine documentary that we saw. And then Murph is commenting, oh, yeah, you know, back when I was in Uganda in 2000, I'm like, oh, my gosh, this guy's been to Uganda. Wow. There's just always something neat and unique.
So we're going to ask him about that. But here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, good morning. Can you see me?
Yes.
Yes.
Murph.
Weird.
Right on.
Thanks for your patience.
Oh, no sweat.
That we were going to have you on a couple weeks ago, but Chris had to go to
the cabins.
The hoedown jamboree.
I think it was the getaway cabins. Yeah, so yeah. Much fun.
Murder cabin.
And you're a listener. You're a Canadian.
I am.
And
yes.
Chris, you want to tell him when? Because we've interacted with him, but we don't know him. Right?
Yeah. So that was one. I'm calling you Murph, but I don't know what you prefer to go by, Kevin. So what works for you?
Murph's great. That's
okay.
Fine.
Okay.
Now,
awesome.
You want to tell him when you saw the camera, who you thought it was?
So, the moment you came on screen, I'm like, oh my gosh, you have got a major Bobby Moynihan thing going on. Have you ever been told that before?
I don't know who that is.
Oh my gosh, we got to get up. We got to get a picture up here. So, he used to be on Saturday Night Live. I don't know if that's coming through. Oh boy, it's the light. I don't know.
Let's just go to air.
Oh, okay.
It's a little bright there. But anyway, And I'm a big Bobby Moynihan fan, so this I'm really geeking out now because I was already a Murph fan, and now you got the whole Bobby Moynihan thing going on.
So, Murph, you are a, you're a father, you're a Canadian. What's going on in Toronto? Tell us a little bit about you. That's what people want to know. I keep getting cards and letters.
Yeah.
Who the fuck's Murph? Oh, yeah, we'll look at him.
We'll look into him.
It's our investigative reporting.
I've retired recently from small business.
Congrats. And
right now we're... My wife has opened, started a pet rescue, mostly felines.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
And, but I'm right now waiting to go back to the charity side of things, hopefully if I can, you know. I was in Uganda with a charity at one point.
So what were you doing there? This is a fascinating thing to me.
We were using soccer as a tool to get children in neighboring village involved in education.
Nice.
So soccer's huge over there, and it's not easy to get kids involved to the schools, because I mean there's sometimes there's not even a school built, to tell you the truth.
Oh wow.
So just teachers having a gathering of kids around in a small village, just teaching, you know. Yeah, it's...
So when you were there, and I do not remember the name of the president that's been in power for 30 years.
President Museveni.
Okay, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Did you feel safe over there with his regime in power? Was everything okay?
When we were there was a lot of turmoil going on in 2007 with some Chinese investors buying land and the tribes people getting upset and up in arms and having protests about the Chinese finding oil under the ground, and saying they just want to grow cane, sugar cane, but finding oil. So there was some turmoil. Mm-hmm. We were on the southern border of Sudan, the northern border of Uganda, just going through tribal villages, and there was a point we were shot at.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but when you mentioned earlier, Chris, Bobby Boyne, there's a Joseph Kony there who is a right-wing fanatic, mm-hmm. and his followers, and it's not a lot of people hear about this, but they call him the Second Coming, and that's why it's surprising what's happening in the States now with Donald Trump and... his MAGA followers calling him the Second Coming.
Yep.
And you see a lot of parallel between the two.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yes. So much, yeah. Yeah.
Besides the fact that, say, you're Canadian and Uganda and the U.S. are third world countries, what other parallels you see in this right-wing takeover?
Well, our right-wing conservatives right now are parroting your right-wing conservatives completely.
But the MAGA bunch is doing a lot what they did in Uganda, right?
Well, see, what we have in Canada is, I guess you'd call them, geez, I've got a loss for words right now.
Hosers, I think?
Maybe, yeah. I guess that's
okay.
As far as Christianity goes, I call them posers, definitely.
Murph, is the... So, like, here in the States, there's just an incredible amount of people that are sucked into this whole MAGA thing. Would you say it's like the same amount up there that are falling for the right-wing craziness?
Well, ever since COVID came about... And you have that Freedom Convoy.
Mm-hmm. Forgot about that.
It's like MAGA has seeped over our border.
Oh.
They're literally parroting MAGA movement propaganda. Literally. Ugh.
So I was
feel bad now. They should build a wall. So the southern border is terrible for them.
So I was going to ask the question, like, in general, what do Canadians think about U.S. politics, like, you know, expecting the answer to be, you know, they're a little judgy and they just look at us like, oh my God, you guys are batshit crazy. But it sounds like you're about in the same boat.
Yeah, pretty much. The majority of Canadians, I'd have to say, are inclusive as far as race, religion, LGBTQ+. You know, we're very liberal, you know, multicultural, just like you guys are. Our religious, the religious factors, I don't know if they come into play as much, but our politicians are parroting.
Wow.
Like Marge Simpson or Matt Gaetz, they're starting to parrot these people, you know.
So I would imagine that in Uganda, they took over the media.
Yep.
And in the U.S., you have Fox News.
Yeah.
Lying all the time. They just lie to people. They don't tell anybody the facts, and so people think they know things.
Mm-hmm.
In Canada, though, they have a little regulations like we used to have of the fairness doctrine and that type of thing, CRT, right?
Which is, you know, it clamps down on the disinformation and misleading information that news outlets put out. You know, they're held to a certain standard. Yeah,
it's almost like you're not going to stop people in this day and age. I mean, now you can have just three jackasses in a basement doing a podcast, broadcasting. But that would be a guardrail we need back, I think.
I think so, you know? Too. Yeah.
It's doctrine, right?
Yeah. Because it's just, you don't know. You really believe that you know the facts because you're watching a quote-unquote news show.
Yeah, not realizing you're in an echo chamber with everybody else hearing the same lies and then believing them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm in the echo chamber myself. I get that. But I do, I feel like Democrats and more to center left people are more, they want more of the truth. They're more skeptical. And that's why this whole idea that the Democratic Party can organize a takeover an election. No, there's too many skeptical people who fight among themselves. They're never the same.
And let me say this too, and I'm proud of this. I don't see Democrats lining up behind Senator Menendez saying, "Yeah, this is a witch hunt." It's no, we're skeptical. And if he did everything they're saying, then he needs to face the consequences.
That's a great point, Chris. Yeah. I can't believe I said that.
It was smart.
So,
by the studies done that have shown liberals are more analytical than conservatives.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
And I would say this, that sounds like a compliment, but let's just take it as it is. It's the more analytical, good or bad, they just are more analytical.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm afraid are any right leaning people go, "Oh, I'm analytical." Well, yeah, maybe you are, but for the most part, is what we're saying.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, Murph, can I ask you the question that's probably on everyone's minds the most?
I think Boogie needs to ask this question. He's the one that really...
Is it the same question?
Yeah.
So, Murph, first off, thanks again for coming on.
Thanks.
In talking to you this very short amount of time, you're, I think, clearly a good guy. You're very smart, well-traveled, and so the burning question of the hour is, how in the hell did you stumble upon this goofy-ass podcast?
I've got to give so much credit to Amy D. Nice-Linville.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We knew it.
And all the people in the chat that you see there, all great, super great people.
Mm-hmm.
The best. Yeah.
And you guys have a kind of a little community I would like to be part of. I'm kind of part of. That you do follow some more progressive shows and support each other with some stuff, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Can we give them a name? Like, while they're associated specifically with Pastor next week, can we give them a name?
Kind of like they're the Beehive for us. Yeah, like
the Beehive or the Swifties. Like, what can we call them?
Oh, man.
It's a great question.
The Pasties?
The Pasties.
The Weaklings.
The Weeklings. Oh, the that's Weeklings. Nice.
W-E-E-K.
W-E-E-K. Oh,
that's improv.
I love it. I love it. The Weeklings.
And so Murph, you follow this type of stuff, but have you ever lived in America? I mean,
no, I have relatives in New York, in Ohio.
Okay,
I've never lived there. No,
but you see the mess that we have and the things that we should be doing. I would imagine Canada, a smart analytical Canadian would know. We probably need America to do well for us, right?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And a regular American doesn't know there is a Canada or any other or any other nations around.
Yeah, there's that bubble, sure.
Okay, so I've been to Toronto before. That's where you live, right?
Right.
It is I found it to be very much like an American city. It's sure. really spread out, like kind of like Kansas City is, or like a Houston or something. It's a spread out town, right? You got to drive around a lot, but everything's. Do you take this Queens Highway to this Queens Interstate to this Queens? I'm lost.
What is it like Peachtree in Georgia? Like every state is Queen.
They love the Queen.
Yes.
Did things change with when the Queen passed? Is everything the King now?
No. We're not following that side of so much. I think since 1972, I think we stopped really following. We still follow their changing of the guard or whatever you want to call it. I mean, I couldn't say because I really don't follow the so much. Yeah. Being Irish, and I mean, Canada, I think, in 1972 stopped. We still have their laws, basically.
Yeah. And names of places and
yeah, the names. Yeah.
So let me ask this. The wife and I, my wife, to be specific, have been talking about doing a little trip to Toronto. So if we take, 4 or 5 days, what should we do in Toronto?
Wow. I'd say... a lot of comedy clubs. Hit a lot of comedy clubs. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Maybe you could perform some improv up there, Chris.
That's definitely. Improv.
Yeah. SBTV up here in Toronto is partnered with me in Chicago. There's a lot of improv up here.
Well, SCTV was those guys were the second city in Toronto.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yeah.
But you guys probably don't know that as much as I do with my improv experience.
Well, you're more of a pro with the improv.
That's a very good point. I'm glad you brought that
up. I can definitely bring, take in the comedy stuff. And you guys have a Sky Needle thing, right?
I have the CN Tower, the largest freestanding structure in the world.
So is that worth the trip? I'm assuming you got to see that.
It is, definitely, yeah.
Whoops. Oh,
apparently we're done.
Well, I guess the interview is
okay. No, great. No,
sorry. I'm having trouble with, I'm trying to find a thing, but so okay. Tell us about Montreal because I understand because I've been to Toronto, and then people are like, "No, you need to go to Montreal." That's you feel like you're in a different. Definitely. You feel like you're in Europe.
Being Francophone, I don't speak French, but Montreal, a lot of things are different. They're not so hung up on a lot of things like. Smoking or drinking or drinking and driving. I mean, they're
really
they're just really cool. But Quebec is a great place to visit if you like history. You know, I've been to Montreal. Montreal's not bad. It's crazy driving down there.
I will say Vancouver, Canada is. One of my favorite cities I've ever been to. It is just absolutely gorgeous there.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never been myself. But.
Oh, you should definitely make a trip. Yeah. And then take the ferry over to Victoria Island. And, oh, man. Yeah. Gorgeous. Now I want to move to Canada.
I know. It sounds nice. And if we could, I'm worried about Boogie right now. He's thinking of drinking and driving.
He's still hung up on Quebec.
I glazed over for a second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, Murph.
No, thank
you. Thank you for the support. Thanks for sharing us and everywhere. What? I guess we'll stop with the one last question. Give us some consultation here. How do we kick this up a notch? I've tried to change the studio. These guys don't like it.
We love it.
The lights are a little messed up. I mean, should I say fuck more? I mean,
having people call in and giving their letting people hear their voice or giving their voice on your on your station.
Okay.
That is good feedback. Yeah.
Yeah. What other
we do that. The soundboard guy, however, doesn't doesn't get to it for 2 weeks after the person is called in.
Oh, do you think
it's
we should
an
do
asynchronous type thing? Yeah.
So we do. Yeah, good point. So we already do that. Do you think we should do it in a more timely manner?
Maybe we could
live,
try it.
Live would be good.
Right.
Slow down a little bit. So as a progressive of a person who is kind of an expert at some of these different shows, what other programs would you recommend for?
Good question.
I mean, that maybe aren't as good as us, but
Midas Touch.
Okay, I follow them on the TikTok.
Is a great follow.
Dave Pakman, do you listen to him too?
Who? David Pakman.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm not so much listening to him now. More House Sparks, Midas Touch.
House Sparks, that's right.
Legal AF from Midas Touch, and there's no bullshit with these guys, you know.
Yeah. I do love House Sparks. I need to listen to him more. Yeah.
How about Brian Shapiro? Do you listen to him? I know I've caught Amy in there before too. He's awesome.
Yeah, Brian's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So. What I just did there is put our names in with these other people like me.
So it wasn't a honest shout out to these other guys. It was just you trying to help make the show.
I was just trying to think of some of our peers.
Peers. Oh, that's good.
Peers.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for listening
Murph.
The show and being part of the Weaklings, Murph. Really appreciate you, man. Thank you.
And we need to. Just do a listener segment like this.
Yeah.
If you are a listener and you want to be on the program and be interviewed and you think you can follow this,
you can't like see it.
Yeah. Murph was amazing.
All right. Thank you, Murph. Just sign off and if you want to and question your life choices for being on here or stick around and wallow in it. Hey, you know what we haven't done in a long time?
What's that?
We haven't done our news about what's going on in pop culture. He did sign off.
Yeah, we haven't done it. We've been so serious on here. We need to lighten up.
Yeah, let's lighten up. Why am I having so much trouble with the mouse this morning? Why do you think that is?
I don't know.
Hey, before we move on, can I do something? I would be remiss.
Mm-hmm.
If I just didn't talk about Nancy's Muffins.
Oh, yeah. Good call. Yeah.
Man, Paul kind of mentioned it right before break, but the great Nancy Lavoda made us all how do you say it, Paul?
Breakfast. Yeah.
Yeah.
And my God, these were just the most amazing breakfast sandwiches I've ever had in my life.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you liked them.
You've had a religious experience with this
sandwich.
I have. Yeah.
Well, I think we talked, I don't know if it was on the show or just us amongst ourselves, we talked about, like, what is your favorite sandwich of all? If you could only have one, what would it be?
I remember that.
Mine was
the breakfast,
the Egg McMuffin.
Yes.
Particularly.
Yeah,
this kicked the Egg McMuffin's ass.
It did. Yeah.
So thank you, Nancy.
Mm-hmm. Delicious. Yeah, and she put mayonnaise on mine. So.
And
so white.
She doesn't know. She doesn't understand because she's not. She's not even a Murphy. She doesn't even list as much as that.
She's not a weakling.
But we're gonna do something for this.
Whoa.
Oh, that was a deep
tip. That was a deep tip of the hat.
Yeah, you gave her the deep tip.
I sure did.
Wow.
Back to you, Chris.
All right. Thanks, Bob. The Beatles Fab Four members each have a separate biopic in the works. A Day in the Life of All Four Members of the Beatles is coming to the big screen. Oscar-winning director Sam Mendes is set to direct four separate feature-length biopics chronicling the story of the Beatles through the eyes of each of its members. Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, John Lennon, George Harrison, and Clarence. According to a news release on Tuesday from Sony Pictures Entertainment, the films will be told from each band member's point of view and collectively intersect to tell the astonishing story of the greatest band in history. The films will each have their own theatrical release in 2027, the exact dates of which will be announced closer to their debut. According to the release, the American Beauty director is being granted full access to the Beatles' life stories and music.
Won't that be interesting?
It's going to be fascinating. I'm going to be fascinated to see where they go with the Yoko thing. If
I didn't realize it was four individual feature length. I thought it was like one feature length kind of cut into four segments.
Yeah.
Wow, that's even more interesting.
That's like when all four members of KISS each put out their own single album. Uh-huh. It's very much like that.
Well, almost as good.
Yeah.
You know, the Yoko thing is interesting because here's... I don't know if you guys know this, but I got the Beatles book and the Beatles stuff behind me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a book I got for my birthday in advance. It's all the clippings of the Beatles.
Oh.
My wife gave that to me.
That's nice.
So, here's the thing.
Toenail clippings?
No. Oh. Newspaper clippings. Okay. So, here's the thing. Paul McCartney, who is a hero of mine.
Right.
Is so full of shit.
Yeah. Okay?
So, you watch Get Back and you see type of... problems they had with Yoko showing up.
Uh-huh.
And it really goes back to that Yoko and John were just doing heroin all the time, and it was hard to deal with them. Okay.
They were doing heroin? Oh, wow. That's got to be hard to do music, I would think.
But if you ever talk to Paul McCartney now, mm-hmm. Oh, no. We all liked her being there. It was all great. And here, wait. Uh-huh. I'm sorry. You do that.
Yeah. Hello. No, we loved her being there. That's spot on.
Spot on. Yeah.
Damn.
So...
So he's like every other old person who has completely misremembered all of the stuff in their past.
Well,
and
no,
it was all beautiful.
No, I don't think he misremembered. I think he's just a very positive, going forward person that also wants to maybe not show when he was
a dick
to her. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. So with all that said, that's just an example. I mean, there's four movies.
Yeah.
There's two guys that are alive, right?
Right.
And... John was a famous curmudgeon.
Yes.
George was kind of a curmudgeon, too.
Mm-hmm.
Are there going to be two great guys and two dicks? Or...
Oh.
Yeah. Because you would think the alive guys would be able to sway the narrative.
That's
more
what
than
I'm saying.
The dead guys.
Not that Paul McCartney at all is very ambitious and tries to control things, which is why the band broke up. They just got tired of his shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a guy named Paul who's always telling you what to do and trying to take over everything.
Huh.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Can't imagine.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be cool someday if there's a past week, next week, four movies?
Ooh.
Chris, Paul, Boogie, and
AIDD. Oh, here's the big question, though.
Yeah.
Who's the Yoko?
Yeah, who's the Yoko?
Who's the Yoko of the group?
Well, it's not... I think it's obvious. It's not Nancy, because she gives us breakfast sandwiches.
Right. Jane quit heroin.
Yeah.
So it's not her.
But it could be her because they have to go to Country Hoedown when we're trying to do a show.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. She pulled them away.
Yeah, she did take me away to the getaway cabin.
It probably is Whitney because she called me a murderer and hurt my feelings.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I think it's clear it is AITT's spouse, Marge. Or I don't know if they're spouses, but that's his couple. And... Because, and sometimes featuring Brian, his of is Jennifer, but AITT's is Marge.
Is Marge, yeah.
And
that
I think it's Marge.
I think it's Marge, too.
Yeah.
Just breaking this show up. Damn you, Marge.
Yeah. She's lovely.
She makes good gravy, though. She makes I got to give her that.
Amazing crispy gravy.
Yes. Paul?
Thanks. Back to me. Dolly Parton congratulated Beyonce on hitting number one on Billboard Hot Country Chart. The country legend took to social media with a note for Queen Bey from her new album. I'm a big fan of Beyonce and very excited that she's doing a country album, Parton wrote. So congratulations on your Billboard Hot Country number one single. She ended the message by writing, can't wait to hear the full album. Beyonce's new song, Texas Hold'em, debuted at the top of the Hot Country charts last week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Boogie's got an opinion on this.
I know,
I'm seeing the face here. Oh, my.
I think I have more questions.
Okay. Yeah.
What makes a country song a country song? Is it the music?
Mm.
Is it the lyrics? Or is it the voice? And that's maybe it's a little rhetorical question because I don't know. Because my thing is, I don't like all the hate that she's getting,
right,
for breaking into the country song arena and being very successful at it. It's like, hey, if she's getting listens and is categorized as country and she's doing great, give her flowers.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time,
uh-oh.
It sounds like a country song with Beyonce singing on top of it. And it just sounds like Beyonce.
Oh, interesting.
So I don't know. Now, I do love country music,
mm-hmm.
but I wouldn't say I'm an old school kind. I'm
Willie Waylon. Yeah.
Right. So I'm not a country music aficionado, especially today's young country.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what makes a country song today. Back in the day, for the country music that I like, God, I sound so old. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'd like it. I don't know if I'd call it country music, but I don't know about today.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, just real quick, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
There are some young black country artists that sound like country music. Beyonce just sounds like Beyonce singing over a country track.
When you say there's young black art that sound like old country, or like what you're hearing now,
a little more of the old country.
Okay.
They just have that true country twang.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And I'm sorry. Last thing I'll say. Here's the same thing. The flip side to that. There had been some like country artists who guest appeared on hip hop songs,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, okay, is that a real hip hop song? Is it a country song now? It kind of seems that gray area. I don't know.
Go ahead, because I got the answer. I know the answer.
So I don't have the answer.
I do,
but I have questions. My wife has taken me to many a country. I've never been a country music guy.
Mm-hmm.
These are all newer country folks, and I will say I have a hard time telling the difference between pop and country so much anymore.
Yes,
I feel like it's really bled and crossed over. So I don't know how you accurately define it, but I will say I love the song Texas Hold'em.
I do too. I love the song. Yeah,
but that's an interesting question. Maybe Paul has an answer.
I do. I was trying to get a little more even back up than the knowledge that I have. So back in the 30s, there was different charts of music.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the pop chart, and they had the country chart, and they had the race chart. Race music.
Race music. Wow.
Interesting.
And then they thought, well, that's
almost that's, racist.
That's
I that's mean, literally nearly yes, racist.
That's almost to the point. So let's hide that a little bit and uh-huh. call it rhythm and blues.
Okay.
And then people listen to Hank Williams Jr. and they listen to Muddy Waters and they put it all together. And according to this movie I saw, Elvis invented rock and roll.
In no way did he co-opt from anyone else.
Right.
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 Yeah. Yep.
Well, he's a white guy, right?
Right.
Yeah. So he did it. I'm just joking. But that all happened, then rock and roll came about.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see rock and roll is the pop music. And then here comes hip hop. And people want to fight over, is hip hop different from rock and roll? It's all the bullshit categories. And the country specifically was, This is white people music. This is what this was.
Mm-hmm.
And that's their classification. I still believe to this day, whether they want to be honest with it or not, this is what white people listen to.
Gotcha.
Real Americans. Okay? So here comes Beyonce, who's a pop performer, just a performer, makes a song. It's a pop song. Just like Taylor Swift does pop songs now. Oh, she starred in country. Well, that was her entry into, oh, I'm a big, big, beautiful white girl with blonde hair. That's probably where I should start. You know what I mean? I go to the audience that likes that. It's all bullshit stuff. And anyone who's mad that she's doing country, or anyone is glad she's doing country, it's just like it does. It's a song, okay?
Okay.
It is interesting.
And
though.
Now it's just everything is so everyone's segmented, right? And that's how radio was, and then it wasn't, and now it's all segmented again. It should be so segmented now that it shouldn't really make a deal. There shouldn't be a story that says she has a country hit. Dolly Parton should call and say, hey, nice song.
Period. So years ago, I don't know if you guys remember this, Elvis Costello put out a country album.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember any hate
right.
around that. So yeah. Is it because Elvis Costello is not Beyonce? Like, he's just not yes. known like that. Or is it because he's white?
I think it's because he's white. And I also want to say this. I have been one of these people that say, oh, I worry about Joe Biden's because I don't really like the vice president that much.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's too much of that. And I think it's because she's black. Mm-hmm. Not why I don't like. It's just, what has she done wrong? What is she? She's the vice president.
Yeah.
Roosevelt picked Truman because he was a dope and he could be the vice president and to get in the way. That's what you do as the vice yeah. president. She's mm-hmm. great. And she probably would be a great president. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to stop any type of, because I think it just feeds in our culture. Oh, she's a woman and she's black.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yep.
So I'm worried that he's old and be gone. Well, why are you worried he's going to be gone? What's mm-hmm. the big deal? You got someone.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't yeah. know if I like okay. I don't know if I like her or not. Well, why not? Well, she hasn't really done a lot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did you say that Obama was
mm-hmm.
not from here? Mm-hmm. What's going on with you?
Yeah.
So I love it that if whoever is Beyonce's publicist pushes it on the country chart and makes country radio do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm glad to see it. I'm glad Luke Combs redid Tracy Chapman's Fast Car. Yeah. And
it was very successful.
Very successful. Yep. Yeah. So maybe some inroads, man.
So I don't know. I think everything should be Random Song Friday. It should be a random song. It shouldn't be a thing.
It's the best.
We know that one of the members of Random Song Friday will do an old country song.
Yeah.
One guy will do something from the 80s.
Yeah.
And yep. One guy will do a half-hour song.
Jesus, what was that?
I don't know. Yeah. And somebody will do Fiona Apple.
And someone, yeah. Was that you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You blend into too cool for school like Velvet does, too.
Really?
Yeah.
How is Fiona Apple too cool for school? She hasn't been relevant for years.
I like her.
We do a thing, Random Song Friday. We share our random songs. I did some really poppy Motley Crue song. Yeah. And then here comes our friend Velvy. But he has to be too cool for school or something. It's like, I know. Paul's an idiot. Because I like pop. So, did I clarify that all for you?
Yeah, you did. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you. All back right. to you, Chris.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
That's improv.
Steven Spielberg, Bradley Cooper, and dozens of filmmakers acquire historic Los Angeles movie theater. In an effort to keep the movie theater industry alive, beyond creating many films we know and love, some of Hollywood's most celebrated filmmakers are the proud new owners of an historic theater in Los Angeles. Led by Juno and Ghostbusters director Jason Reitman, a coalition of 35 filmmakers, including Steven Spielberg, Bradley Cooper, Chloe Zhao, and Christopher Nolan have acquired the Village Theater, a 93-year-old landmark located in Los Angeles' Westwood neighborhood. The coalition's mission is to preserve the architectural gem and create a cultural landmark dedicated to the beloved experience of moviegoing. That's nice.
I mean, yeah, talk about guys with money who are just throwing away.
Yes.
Just they might as well go to the Telegraph station.
But here's one thing I will say. I like this, and here is why.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a little down Friday night, Saturday night, I drive by the AMC. There's hardly any cars out there.
Yeah.
People are staying home. We're not having the shared community experience of being in a theater together. And so stuff like this, that's where I think all this depression and anxiety is coming from. We don't have a community anymore.
I think
you're right.
And I also think that they have shit movies. And
well,
it's easier to turn on a TV and watch a shit movie than go out for a shit movie.
I think to your point earlier, Paul, it all goes back to COVID and everything being shut down and people got used to not going.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest, it's way less expensive to stay home and watch Damsel on Netflix. Great movie.
Oh, it was good. Okay.
It was really good. I'm like, damn, this would have did awesome on the big screen. But I was, I was happier to.
Oh, yeah.
Now, as far as movies, have you guys did your watching all the Oscar movies?
No.
Will you be watching the Oscars tonight?
I'm certain.
Can we get a full report from you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was excited to watch Bradley Cooper as Maestro.
Yeah.
Oh.
Terrible. It is absolutely terrible.
I have no desire to see it. I'll
turned it
that.
Off in the middle of it and then watched a documentary about Leonard Bernstein.
Oh, okay.
And he did so many cool things. He was just a performer, and he was a conductor, and he wrote West Side Story music and did all this stuff, a lot of stuff, charity. Fascinating guy. And what was the Maestro movie about? He was hidden bisexual.
Okay.
But his wife knew the whole time. It's like,
oh, yeah.
Why don't you show all the cool things he did?
Mm-hmm. My weekend goal was to get through Barbieheimer.
Both of them.
Oh, yeah.
I started Oppenheimer.
Okay.
And it was, everyone always, I kept hearing it's like long and it's drawn out. But I like it so far. It is long. It is intriguing how smart these dudes are.
I loved it. I think it's fascinating. Yeah.
Here's my one. I don't know if I like this or if it pisses me off. There is, and you can tell it's a Nolan flick because like all the music sounds exactly like the Dark Knight trilogy.
Yeah.
But there's music in 99% of the scenes. Mm-hmm. It feels like one long ass trailer.
Oh wow!
Because of the music behind
it. You like that or don't like that?
I'm not decided yet.
Ah.
Because I like music. I love Nolan. I love whoever his conductor and producer is of music for all of his films.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's irritating me or if it's keeping me engaged, but I do notice it now. And since I've noticed it, it's like, fuck, this just feels like one long-ass trailer.
Interesting.
We're going to have a report on that next week, man. Yeah. I want to hear what you think.
So I'm a third of the way through it. I could see that being an Oscar contender.
Oh, yeah.
Barbie? Bro, I fell asleep like three times. I'm sure on the second half where I was already asleep, there's a good message behind it. But I'm like, I don't see this being Oscar.
I didn't think so either. And I realized it. I think, well, maybe it isn't for me. But the Oscar really, sorry, leftists, they really do try to pat themselves on the back so much about
being progressive
and stuff.
Yes.
And. Yeah. And they continue. I heard, and I haven't seen it. Have you guys seen the Scorsese movie?
Oh, Killers of the Flower Moon?
Yeah.
I've watched the first hour of it.
And?
Talk about another long. I mean, it's good. It's Scorsese, DiCaprio, and De Niro. So, I mean, the acting's good. Lily, oh gosh, the female lead, she's great.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so long. Like I've been able to bring myself to come back for the second hour.
What I've heard about that is that it's crap, but Lily's really good. And she's a Native American who probably will win.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be the first Native American. And how about she did a good job and she should win?
Yeah.
There's that.
That's tough because there is a huge underrepresentation of Native people in the country here.
Yeah.
Huge.
But,
so,
but great job with the role, getting the role, but also just don't have it get, and then everyone's like, oh, you're the first, like, you were given it because of that.
Yeah, right.
No. I was going to say, does it feel disingenuous that the Oscars give that award. They give that award because it should have been earned if she wins. But then they make a big deal about it. Like, look what we did.
Exactly.
We awarded the first Native.
Yes.
Yeah.
If her community makes a big deal about it and they lift her up and celebrate it, that's completely different.
Yeah.
So well, it could be disindigenous.
Yeah. Ooh,
look what you did there. But it kind of goes back to the whole
improv.
That's improv. What? One movie's better than another. It's all art form. And
well, like, I mean, that's George C. Scott and George C. Scott just refused to get his Oscar for Patton, I believe, because he's like, how can you say one piece of art is better than another piece of art?
Like, how could you say that our podcast isn't as good as, like, Joe Rogan?
You can't say
that. You can't say that. Back to me, Chris.
Sure.
the Golden Bachelorette spinoff is coming this fall. A woman of a certain age will be getting her moment in primetime this fall. ABC has given the green light to The Golden Bachelorette, a female front spinoff of the historic senior citizen dating show The Golden Bachelor, which aired last year. The Golden Bachelorette comes after The Golden Bachelor, a reality dating show that was centered around a 72-year-old grandfather who got a second shot at love on national television. The star of The Golden Bachelorette has yet to be unveiled. According to ABC press release, additional details surrounding the series and the cast will come at a later date. Sorry, that was a teaser. You guys were excited to hear more about that. The Bachelor is a show that is so stupid.
I hate it.
And I watch every single second of it, yelling at the television and telling my wife it's dumb we're watching it.
I just refuse to sit with my wife and watch it. I cannot
take it. I get too mad. I'm yelling at the TV.
Yeah.
It is the most scripted and fake thing on television.
I had to have a talk with my kids. Well, Molly didn't really want, but with Abby, and say, hey, this is entertainment. This is not love. This is not how love lies. Please do not believe in it. I think it's awful. I think it ruins people's expectations for relationships.
Wow.
I think it's an abomination. There.
I think you're right. And if you were to ask my daughters to this day about any life choices that they know I would be really disappointed in, they will tell you, oh, if I ever was on The Bachelorette, my dad would go crazy.
Yeah.
Some cheese dick who's dating five girls comes, and I want to have her man and in marriage. Just get the fuck out of here. I'd be terrible on that show as the dad.
It'd be fun. I'd watch it.
Oh,
it'd
be dad.
Yeah.
It'd be must-see TV.
I'd talk to him off the air, and they'd try to turn on. I'd say something fake and then turn it off and fuck with them and stuff. It'd be a lot of fun.
I'd love it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good stuff.
So, all right. We're back to up to date there. We solved the country charts. We solved the Oscar. We solved Canada after talking to
you. We solved Canada. Yeah. Canada's fixed, everybody.
Thanks, Murph.
But the problem is, that was last week.
Yeah.
No one cares.
Not
even the texter who is, I guess.
Yeah.
What's happened to him, you think?
Probably dead.
Probably got jumped.
Yeah.
Nobody likes him.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, is he texting away there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I remember.
I guess he has his keyboard sounds turned on like he's 75.
Apparently so.
Yeah, because I remember... this is a little improv skit I was going to do with the sound effect, okay?
Okay.
People are wondering, well, Chris isn't here. Why didn't we have a show?
Oh, you're right.
Okay. And this is what happened. I got a text. The text was texting me.
I love how this
phone
never works.
Never. Are we doing the show when Chris isn't here? Hello? Are we doing the show? This is what the text was asking me. Are we...
First off, that's one long-ass text. Secondly, I love how this phone never works.
It works.
The problem is when it doesn't work, I get thrown away, but I'm not giving up.
No.
Hey. So, Dexter, you're telling me you're wondering why we're not doing the show when Chris isn't here? I'll have you know, we don't do the show when Chris isn't here. Chris puts the asses in... the seats. Wow. Do you understand?
It's true.
He makes it happen. You are just a texter, and you will never, ever be. be as good as Chris.
Wow.
Don't you even act like or text to me that we're doing a show without Chris.
Wow.
Goodbye.
While I agree with every word, that's harsh.
Yeah. So mean to the texter.
Yeah. Wow. No wonder he's not said much today.
But that's what happened.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now we know.
Thanks for sharing.
And people are like, that's great. We get it. You did some stuff in the past. But what about next week? Well, the only way we know how to get you ready for next week
is to talk about news stories from last week.
Right. And get you prepared with headlines and predictions.
Oh.
And what's so great about headlines and predictions is we have this really cool thing that comes in and it sounds like, oh, Walter Cronkite's going to come on.
Yeah, but you think it's hard-hitting news.
But it isn't. It's just us.
It's just us dicks. Yeah, folks, what we do here, we take actual news stories, but we write our own punchlines to them to make them hilarious for you. And I'll start out with an example. President Joe Biden delivered his third State of the Union address this past week, turning in a raucous speech that Democrats hope will allay some of the party's pre-election fears. Biden drew sharp contrast between himself and former President Donald Trump on issues like abortion and immigration. While President Biden looked like he was poised and ready for the moment, Marjorie Taylor Greene looked like the child of an uncomfortable union between Tony Little and Ron Perlman. Paul?
Wow.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, look those two up. It works, I promise you.
Thanks, Chris. Families of the victims of the school massacre in Uvalde, Texas, are furious after an independent investigator cleared all local officers of wrongdoing. Jess Pardo, the investigator in questioning, said the officers at the scene acted in good faith, despite multiple agencies having previously agreed law enforcement botched its response to the massacre. You call that good faith? They stood there 77 minutes and waited, Veronica Matta said, whose 10-year-old daughter, Tess, was killed. The police officers involved, who immediately hid under the desk with their bottles when they heard a disagreement, have yet to respond. As per usual. Chris?
Thanks, Paul. Hey, by the way, thank you for taking that story.
I did a good job with it.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You gave me another tough one here, but I'm going to try.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S. and U.K. are planning new ways to deliver humanitarian aid to people in the war-torn Gaza Strip. President Biden announced plans to establish a temporary port on the Gaza coast to streamline delivery of much-needed supplies. British Foreign Secretary David Cameron then announced that the U.K. will join the U.S. in opening an emergency maritime corridor. Israel's severe restrictions are halting essential supplies to Palestinians, resulting in starvation. In addition to the food and medicine, people in the area will be given pallets of San Francisco 49ers Super Bowl 58 championship gear as well. Paul?
They lost. Thanks, Chris.
They lost.
Sure.
A powerful House committee advanced a bill that would lead a nationwide ban against TikTok on all electronic devices. The House Energy and Commerce Committee unanimously approved the measure, which would prohibit TikTok from U.S. app stores unless the social media platform is quickly spun off from its China-linked parent company. If enacted, the bill would give 165 days to sell the app. Lawmakers have long sought to challenge TikTok, in part due to its unresolved fears that the platform may pose a Chinese government spy risk. Millions are upset with the bill since they will be forced to actually interact with their families face-to-face. Tragic. Chris?
Thanks, Paul. A man in Poland is facing up to 5 years in prison for stealing a horse.
Mm.
When police received a call about a man trying to lead a horse to the upper floors of a residential building, they thought it was a prank. But when they sent out a crew to investigate, they were shocked to find a full-grown horse being led upstairs by a young man who appeared to be arguing with disgruntled neighbors. Police later learned that the unnamed resident had stolen the animal and was trying to conceal it, never apparently considering where he would keep a full-grown mare in a two-bedroom apartment. Said the man's fiance, "Well, I guess this explains why he's been coming home so late, smelling of oats with straw on his collar." Paul?
Thanks, Chris.
I really don't know.
And finally, a woman in Ireland lost $800,000 injury lawsuit stemming from a car crash. Camila Garsby issued an insurance company or sued an insurance company after a 2017 crash where she claimed caused her debilitating back pain that prevented her from holding a job. But reports surfaced of her competing in a Christmas tree throwing event after the accident supposedly left her in disability pain. The competition involves people throwing a 5-foot spruce tree as far as they're able to. The judge said, "I'm afraid I cannot conclude the claims were entirely exaggerated here, and that I can't trust her as far as she can throw a tree."
Oh! Nice.
That's good.
Yeah. Good job, you know what? Buddy. This could have been some of the best ever because I got three kind of, they were sincere, but they were low laughs.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Just,
yeah.
See, not, they weren't funny, but they were just like, we're with you, Paul. Thanks.
Yeah.
I kind of felt similar.
Yeah.
Yeah. You tried, Chris, you know.
Yeah.
Did the whole affair with the horse thing. You know, you gave it a shot.
Yeah. Guys, we have a next week coming up. What do you guys, what's that mean for you? Yeah. Anything big going on with you, Chris?
Man, good question. Now, today we're having all the family over for a little B-Day dinner for me and Mark. So,
oh, shit. How old's Mark?
I think he's 32.
And when's his birthday?
His birthday was Thursday, pretty sure.
Who is Mark and why is Paul so...
Well, it's just it's
venomous
just,
against him.
Mark's my son-in-law. He's married to Taylor, Jane's oldest daughter.
And I feel like they're not doing nothing for Chris. They're doing it for Mark.
Sure.
Oh, you know? Okay.
Well, he's got life ahead of him.
Yes.
What have I got?
Right.
Yeah. I've got this podcast and questionable bowel control.
Right. So that's exciting. And what are you doing on your birthday?
So Jane's going to take me out on my birthday night, which is Tuesday night, which is why I won't be at improv.
Where are you going to, where, I mean,
so we've got to,
where are you going to go?
I've got to decide. I don't know. I don't want to go fancy on a Tuesday night. What do you guys think? Where should I go?
I don't know. Ugly Joe's is always good.
Ugly's good. You know, I love Ugly Joe's. Yeah. I don't know. I do love the Thai place. I might be in the mood for some curry. You know, just something like that. Hmm. I don't want...
The Thai kitchen down there?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you know I love the Thai kitchen.
Okay.
Yeah. Other than that, back to work. I don't have to go into the office this week. Continuing physical therapy on my elbow.
How's that going?
It's going good. It's actually making a difference. My therapist is very funny, so it's that makes it fun, too. She gave me this thing Friday. It's like a big, long, rubbery thing. And she's like, here, I want you to grab this with your bad hand and then shake it inappropriately. Which I appreciate her saying that.
Inappropriately.
So I raise it up above my head. Hell! She's like, okay, that's a little too inappropriate. Can you just bring that back down,
what,
please?
What day was this?
Friday.
See? You learned improv.
Yeah, that was improv. Nice. Improv, thank you. Improv. Yeah.
Boogie, you have a week coming up.
Yeah.
You're going to Tampa, I think.
I'm not.
Or something. You're going to a basketball game. I don't know what you're doing. What are you doing? Tell us.
I don't know. I just got kind of a boring week too. I potentially have a gig on Thursday. I don't know if I landed it yet. But here's the funny thing. Like all my gigs now, there's not a lot. The few that come my way are like around old people shit. So this one is about like some back brace. So I don't know if I get it. Yeah, that'll be cool.
I hope you do. Because you help a lot of us seniors with, you know, with
back problems. Issues. Yeah. So, I don't know. That's about it.
I'm excited about that. I wanted to show you guys this. Have you seen this yet? I forgot to tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen this, Boogie?
No. Baby, how was I supposed to know that something wasn't right?
With you, I lose my mind. Give me a sign.
But not so hard.
Okay, you guys got to see part of it. It's from Kung Fu Panda 4. It is a remake of the Britney Spears song by Tenacious D, who, of course, is Jack Black and...
Kyle Bass.
Kyle Bass.
Yeah.
And it's in the movie, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds fucking great, doesn't it?
It actually does.
It's so awesome. Because that is an amazing song. You go back and listen to Britney. It's fucking great.
It's a great... And Jack Black can really sing.
Yes.
You know, the guy's got a voice.
And... What we just watched was the official video of it. They clearly did it at the premiere, just him fucking around.
Yes.
It's the best video ever. And
that's so awesome.
And what is really cool about Jack Black is, I mean, they say that this Panda movie, I don't know, do your kids ever watch it or anything? I never seen him.
We watched the first two.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fourth movie, and he's become looking like a panda. Which is really cool.
Yeah, it's... Oh, God.
I like how Kyle is wearing a cummerbund with a t-shirt.
Yeah, and then, like, genie pants. Or Hammer Time, maybe. I don't know.
And he just let his bozo grow out, and he's like, he just doesn't care.
Dude.
You were just saying you needed a haircut?
I'm watching him, and I'm thinking, maybe I just let it go.
I mean... Dude, look how cool they look, though.
I know, they look badass. All, I kind of want to look like Kyle Bass. I think I can.
All old and just...
Fat
and all panned up.
Don't give
and stuff,
a shit anymore.
And then rocking it. So, okay.
Could probably use a back brace, you know?
So, I have a big week coming up. I have a buddy who's turning, he's going to be old this week. Yeah. He has a birthday.
Mm. 56, baby. 56.
And that's about it. I mean, yeah.
Can I say this too, real quick?
Yeah.
56 was how old my dad was when he died.
Ooh.
So this birthday feels just different, just interesting.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So if I make it through this entire year, then I will be older than my dad ever was, which is just weird to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's it. We do have another feature. We've tried to figure this out. We were going to try to give you guys some inspirational stuff. But we found someone better to give us inspiration. And, well, let's see. Here he is. What? How come this is in the way?
I don't know.
Got your volume button down there.
I don't want... It'll be worth it, guys. I promise.
Preparation.
Yeah, but see, I don't understand. Look what it's doing here. Why is it...
I don't know why you've got the... Yeah, the comment section on there, too.
Okay, here we go.
If you're serious about change, just know you're going to go through some uncomfortable situations. Stop trying to dodge the process, because in the long run, it's going to make you better. And don't forget that shit, you heard?
Dang it. God dang, the flip.
Just real quick, one time.
If you're serious about change, just know you're going to go through some uncomfortable situations. Stop trying to dodge the process, because in the long run, it's going to make you better. And don't forget that shit, you heard?
We're going to bring you those every week. I think people just heard that.
Oh, they didn't get to see it?
Boogie, you want to explain kind of what the visuals were of that?
Yeah, so I stumbled upon the... probably, I don't know, greatest inspirational speaker that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
His name is Microwave Man or Microwave Head?
Suck it, Zig Ziglar. I think it's Microwave Head.
Microwave Head. I don't even know where he's from. I'm assuming New York.
It looks New York.
Definitely East Coast sometime. And he rides an electric mini bike, and he literally has a microwave on his head as a helmet. So before each inspirational jewel he drops on you, he rides into the shot of the camera, screeches the brakes, the door on the microwave flies open. He drops his knowledge and then slings his head for the door to close and then bolts off. Bolts off into the sunset after he's just enlightened you.
And I'll say this, the man drops some nuggets. He really does.
It's really good stuff.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
So,
God, can we get him on the show?
Of course. But
make that happen.
Oh, can you do that?
I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
Of course, because I either forward them or I like them. So now it's just caught up in my...
Oh, yeah.
So I get them daily now. And every time I walk away, and you're laughing, you're cracking up at the ridiculousness of him. But in the back of your head, you're like, that's actually some good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest one that I liked was, what did he say? The best way to shit on your haters is through success.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that just really hit me like a ton
of bricks.
Didn't
he have one about put your cape on, be a superhero?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I got my cape.
You got inspired.
Nice.
No, I had that there already.
But oh.
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah. I think when he talked about the success, didn't he have like a toilet seat hanging off the back of him as well? In addition to the microwave?
Yeah, I think that was in reference to shitting on your haters.
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
He's good. He's a regular carrot top.
Well, there you go. We brought you some inspiration, brought you some news, some Canadian. We brought you some sandwiches. And now the show's over, Chris.
Yeah. Hey, thanks everybody for tuning in to Past Week Next Week with Chris and Paul. We know you love the show and we really appreciate it. If you want to be part of this experiment, you can call us or text us at 913-735-0060. And please, for God's sake, visit all of our sponsors. Jeesh. And on behalf of Paul, I'm Chris saying goodbye.
And on behalf of Chris, we have a nice fun song for you. It's Haircut 100 with Love Plus One. And I played this for two reasons.
Yeah.
I know that's usually the shtick of the first song, but can you guess?
Love Plus One.
No, well, I'll tell you.
Okay.
Chris loves this type of music.
I do. I think I put this for a random song Friday.
It's his birthday.
Aw, thanks, man.
And most importantly, I am getting a haircut on Monday, so.
Oh.
Now that is important.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was one of my earlier Random Song Fridays. I loved this song.
I had to do some digging on what the song is about.
What is it about?
Whoa.
Hello.
Yeah. Now watch this. He turns and he's all texture. He's all texture on him.
Yeah, he sure is.
So, Love Plus One is falling in love with someone because you knocked her up and you have to get married.
Oh.
So, Down to the Lake, I fear, is I may have to kill myself.
Wow.
And then he sings, a ring and a ring and a ring and a ring.
I like how everybody in the video is dressed for the part, like all this crazy shit. But the one black dude is just like, I ain't doing that.
Yeah.
He's got on his Kohl's sweater. Just playing the drums.
Yeah, he's just there playing drums. Oh, that guy had a little flair. Yeah, I used to listen to all this weird British music in high school. And great Paul song, as a friend and no chicks.
Yeah.
Well, it's a pretty good life. Oh, look at. So well, there's Wilma.
Interesting that no one in the video is pregnant.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Interesting that the video has nothing to do with the lyrics, apparently.
But the lyrics are like, he got someone knocked up, he has to marry, and he's not very happy about it. But the music is the happiest.
It's happy music, which is, that's kind of your thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Look how happy that guy is.
Yeah. He loves playing the drums. That guy's like, give me two horns. Screw you guys.
Here's what's funny about these, and they're all preppy.
Yeah.
And it's not that they were clean-cut guys. It's just they were rebelling against the times of the long-haired.
Yeah, I never got into the hair bands. So I was all in dorky stuff.
This has been a KCTK production, produced by Paul Lavoda. If you want more information about this content, then you have some real weirdness going on. You can always check out KCTK Radio on Facebook. Listen to live programs at kctkradio.com. Yes, and that is on the World Wide Web. Thank you.